The countdown to Heartland's opening is on, and the final touches are being made to the £35 million lottery-funded park, and gates open properly on Friday the 20th of April. There is a culturally themed playground, a diaspora garden, art studios, a venue for events in Cheon Bobble, and also a culinary experience called the Red River Cafe. Tim Tresider is the hospitality and catering manager, and I've been finding out from him about the new eatery.
First impressions of the Red River Cafe will be a sense of being in the old carpenter's workshop, and you'll find there's some certain machines there left over from the days when they used to machine the timbers for the mine. They're dotted around at various points of the building.
We are now standing in the kitchen of this new facility. What sort of food are we going to be serving up here?
Anything from the humble sandwich right through to a plated bistro meal, and there'll be various specials which will be running on a weekly basis, showcasing the best Cornish produce that we can source.
That's what people get excited about, isn't it? What sort of producers are going to be supplying this restaurant?
Yes, we'll be using the Allet Dairy goat herd, Colestic Farm ice creams, Healy's Cider Farm, we'll be buying some nice apple juice from them, and using Matthew Stevenson's for our fish.
When people come to Cornwall, a lot of people be coming here, they're on holiday or they're on coach tours, they do want that Cornish produce, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the things that we've got to be proud of in Cornwall is the amount of produce, and being that we're trying to source things from as close to the heartlands as we can. So I've really been looking closely to find as many suppliers within a few miles of where we are here.
And I suppose there's also another audience that you'll be able to capture. This is right across the road from the amazing Pool Innovation Centre with some really interesting businesses. And this is possibly a chance for them to come and entertain their clients.
Yeah, well, we're hoping so. We like to think that we've got our doors open for everybody, but especially anyone who's in the local vicinity. We want them just to be able to drop in and even just have a coffee and a chat, or perhaps a full three course meal if that's what they want.
Now, one of the things that many restaurants and places like this would put on, weddings, and I know that there's a plan to have weddings here at the Heartlands, and you'll be sort of dealing with the hospitality and catering for those as well.
Yes, we will. Yeah, we've got the registrars are moving from their offices in Camborne, and they'll be based here in the Heartland site. So we're really hoping the wedding trade's going to pick up there. We've got a fantastic new site there, a huge hall called the Shire and Bobel, which is a house of the people. That'll be open for people to hire on a daily basis from weddings and for conferences and meetings. I think the Red River Cafe is an amazing setting to come and enjoy anything from a cream tea or a Cornish pasty right through to perhaps a bistro meal of fresh Cornish fish.
So hopefully that's got your palate going. So once this place is open, that's Friday the 20th of April. Come in and explore.